3-8 and protect your family.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on the 16th of December, 2003 edition. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up, we'll talk to John in Texas, David in Texas, Tom, Colorado, Kenneth, South Carolina, and many others. We have Paul Joseph Watson, who I haven't had on in a couple weeks, the webmaster and researcher at PrisonPlanet.com, my website. Now, coming on to talk about his take on the whole Saddam Hussein situation, we have Ronald Reagan, CIA advisor, joining us, Ray McGovern, in the third hour as well, and a bunch of your calls in this hour. We have the Democrat congressman being attacked, Jim McDermott, who is a gun grabber who I don't like, but so is George Bush. I don't like him either. And McDermott, though, did have questions about 9/11 that were reasonable and good. And he now has questions saying, look, we all know that they knew where he was for the last few weeks or months. This is staged. And everybody goes, how dare you? But in the December 2nd news articles out of Illinois in the Associated Press, Congressman Ray LaHood said that we're this close, an inch away from catching Saddam. The reporter said, do you know something we don't? Yes, I do, replied LaHood. Tommy Franks, in this month's issue of Cigar Aficionado, came out 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, said that they were, quote, about to capture Saddam. So, yeah, folks, they had him in that hole as a prisoner, probably Republican Guard paid off by Rummy, who admits he did pay off a bunch of Republican Guard. Also now, questions are rising. Is this a double? There's some evidence showing that now. Details of that coming up. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, good to hear from you.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fantastic.
Good. First of all, God bless you, man. I listen to you all the time, and I print out stuff from various websites and yours, including yours and Prison Planet, and I hand it out to people when they don't believe me, and they inevitably get really quiet. Anyway, question. Are you going to do an analysis of the what Ron Paul was calling Patriot Act 2 that got passed a couple of days ago?
Yes, I'm going to, you know, I'd love to be able to write an analysis of it, but Ron Paul's done that, and he says it's mostly what was in Patriot Act 2, which they were already implementing without passing the law, and this weekend Bush signed it, and so what a wonderful smokescreen, the capture of Saddam. So there's your neocons in action. That's coming up in this hour, I promise.
Okay, all right, wonderful. Well, God bless you, man. Take it easy.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call, John. David in Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call today.
You bet.
I'd like to make a couple comments and then hear, and then I'll hang up and listen to your comment. Earlier you had a gentleman, one of your callers, was saying you guys were talking about the economy, and I would like to just make a few comments about that. I believe that, you know, the money that's in power likes to see it go up and down.
Well, yeah, that's how they consolidate. We have the American Banking Association reports back 100 years ago saying it.
My view is that, you know, when in my industry this stuff started, you know, three or four years ago, they really tightened up. And, you know, the people that work in that industry have learned to do a lot more with less. So because they're so poised to, you know, make so much in the manufacturing industry, and really poured on with the money, or to create money, you know, essentially by their, you know, having the workers just do twice or three times the amount of work that they used to before, you know, that's in a sense creating money. So I think the economy is fixing to go up, and of course eventually it'll go down. I also think that gold is going to go up because of this.
Has gone up.
Mm-hmm. I just also want to say thanks a lot for the free speech format that you have. One of our local AM stations don't really allow this kind of free speech and, in a sense, screen the call. So thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. I've got some comments on the economy when we get back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.vacationa2z.com. A membership in vacationa2z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit vacationa2z.com. That's www.vacationa, the numeral 2, the letter z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're now 8 minutes into the second hour. Got about an hour and 51 minutes left. Ray McGovern, top CIA advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, is joining us in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. We have my good buddy and great researcher joining us right now, Paul Joseph Watson, my webmaster for my site, PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to get his take on the Saddam situation and the latest developments on Princess Diana and MI6 murder. This out of the Scotsman today, coming up here in just a few minutes. The last caller talked about the economy and how the globalists like to constrict the economy and then like to build it back up, always getting us in more debt, always overextending us, consolidating, and that is absolutely true. They've got to have boom-bust cycles to consolidate power. Now, a few months ago, there was an article in the Austin American Statesman derived out of Forbes magazine where they show that the Fortune 500 all got richer, and had big profits, and how government grew at record levels. So government grows at record levels, the Fortune 500 grows at record levels, but the small and medium-sized businesses, and medium goes up into hundreds of millions of dollars, folks. That's a medium-sized business, a corporation. Big corporations are in the hundreds of billions and leveraging trillions. And they all got smaller, and bankruptcy and public and private debt got bigger, and foreclosures went to record levels we haven't seen since the Great Depression. So you notice in a constricting economy, and I've looked back at this over time, whether it's the 70s or the 30s, the elite get richer during depressions and during recessions, and the government grows in size because they're not free market. And so they're laying everybody off, they're squeezing, they're doing all this and making record profits. And by the way, the economy going down was just a smokescreen for the shift of even more jobs to India and China, and even out of Mexico to India and China. And now they're announcing record trade deficits, record plunge in the dollar. It gets more and more serious by the millisecond, and more on that coming up. Also, more on Bush signing Patriot Act 2 this weekend. So I guess you can celebrate that. We're becoming more like Saddam's Baghdad every day, Saddam's Iraq here in America. But let me just state, I'm no fan of Saddam Hussein. He's a bad guy. But compared to China, compared to North Korea, compared to Russia, compared to a lot of our supposed buddies, he's nothing. And he was put into power in 79. He was made the head of Bath Security in 67. In 54, he was a CIA assassin. That's all on the record. He was told to attack Iran. He was funded by our government. And that's on the record. On the record, on the record, on the record. But I hear neocons on TV and on the radio saying, oh, he's so evil, he attacked Iran. Oh, he's got mass graves. Turns out those mass graves were fake, folks. They knew about that site in 92. It had been inspected. Iran said, yeah, it's an exchange program of our dead and their dead. That's why it was boxes of sand and bones. Our government knew exactly what that site was, ran in there the day they captured it, and said, look, mass graves, mass graves. The neocons, I heard three different shows today on the radio, all stating it. They know it's a lie. I even heard a show mention mobile weapons trucks. They know, day one, that that had British serial numbers on it. They knew it was for pumping up hydrogen blimps for surveillance from the trench warfare in the mid-80s with the Iranians. They knew all of this. They knew that they planted fake news articles, fake letters from the troops in the papers. They knew about the Niger document, the fake uranium. They're lying to you, so we can't trust what they're doing with Iraq and Saddam right now. That's all I'm saying. And people don't want to have a thought process here. You don't want to have a memory, at least the neocons don't. And you heard the caller earlier say local talk stations in Austin won't let you get on and talk about this. They're screening calls. We're not doing that. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. So the average person listening to talk radio thinks everybody thinks this is just great propaganda, and oh, we just won the Super Bowl, and aren't we powerful? We're part of kicking that bully's hind in. When in truth, he's our bully, and the big bully's now taking him over. Paul Watson, thank you for joining us, my friend. There's a lot of different facets and angles on Saddam here. As you said, when I talked to you last night on the phone, more will emerge. It has emerged. They're batting a perfect score right now for lying to us, staging events with Private Lynch, all of it. Looks like something's going on here as well. Paul, what's your take on the situation?
Well, first off, Alex, I think a lot of people being led up the garden path on one issue, and we need to sort of amputate completely a line of inquiry that is serving as a distraction, and there's a lot of disinformation on it already. And that is that, yes, it is the real, in inverted commas, Saddam Hussein. It's not a double. And I've been receiving dozens of emails saying, you know, compare the nose, compare the ears, et cetera, to the historical photographs. But when you do compare them, it's the same man. And some are saying that you can't do a DNA test that quickly, when in fact, if you have everything prepared beforehand, then you can finish a DNA test in 12 hours. So
Paul, is that we know he had at least 10 doubles, so it's okay to ask that question.
Yeah, and that's all we're doing at the moment, because as I said, I mean, expect something to come out, a major smoking gun in the next 3 weeks or so, which will confirm it either way. But the only thing that I can establish at the moment is the man shown in the footage is Saddam Hussein. Now, that's not to say that there aren't a plethora of other inconsistencies that we can go over. And at this point, we're not constructing elaborate theories. We're just asking these questions. And this smoking gun, I believe, will come out in the next 3 weeks because they're so sloppy at covering these things up, and something always leaks out, as it has done in the past. Now, notice I said that the only thing that we can establish is the fact that it is Saddam Hussein in the video. Now, that's not to say that...
I said that it looks just like him. The other doubles, the guy with the glasses on TV, didn't look like him. One of the big smoking guns isn't just Congressman McDermott saying, oh, we knew they already had him, or we knew they knew where he was, and this has been brought out politically because Bush has trouble. It's not just a Democrat partisan. We have Ray LaHood, the representative Republican from Illinois, Bloomington, Illinois, and he said 2 weeks ago today to several newspapers that they said, do you know something we don't know about Saddam? Yes, I do. We are this close to capturing him. We have Tommy Frank saying that in the interview. How does that tie in?
Well, yeah, that's from the evidence we've got. I can go and stick my neck out and say that Saddam Hussein was not captured on Saturday night, Sunday morning. He'd been on ice, as it were, for at least weeks, maybe even months. And as you mentioned, 10 days before the announcement, we've got Congressman LaHood in an interview with his local newspaper, the Pantograph, saying that we're this close to catching him, and saying that he knows something that everybody else doesn't. And then today we have the article out of the Associated Press where Jim McDermott says, quote, I don't know what that it was definitely planned on this weekend, but I know they've been in contact with the people all along who knew basically where he was. And he also said that they could have captured him a long time ago. So we have both Democrat and Republican, one before the event, saying the same thing, that the sudden discovery of Hussein was scripted and that in actual fact he's been safely tucked away for an undetermined amount of time.
But the media is going to make it a partisan issue now and ignore LaHood and ignore Tommy Franks.
But on top of that, we've got NBC's Meet the Press reporting that Cheney and CIA Director George Tenet were engaged in a secret meeting a few hours before the footage was shown. Now, we know that Bush was told Saturday night, but the question is, why were Cheney and the CIA having a meeting hours before? And, you know, were they directing the subsequent news conference? But with the supposed arrest itself, some are saying that the Kurdish militia were actually keeping him prisoner, and that Saddam's resigned look was because he saw the U.S. more as rescuers than enemies.
Well, that's what the interim head of the provisional government said yesterday. Our own minion said that.
Yeah, of course, if this is the case, then it has much less propaganda value if local bounty hunters and criminals hand him over rather than if the troops swoop in and arrest him. And the whole Bremer, we got him speech would have had a lot less gusto. So it's clear.
But they don't seem to care. I mean, they got caught staging the private Lynch deal. They get caught staging this. It just, no one's held accountable.
Yeah, and as in the case of Lynch, they're going to basically change the story to maximize the propaganda potential. But the idea that the man whose palace floors were made out of giant underground shark tanks would live in a 6x8 hole is beyond belief. Furthermore, I mean, why would he hide in his hometown when it's the first place that anyone would look? He wasn't hiding there. He was being held there. The question is, by whom?
Now, and the Israelis are saying that, too, from the evidence. The Debka file saying that.
Yeah, and the fact that Time magazine were reporting details of what Saddam was saying about 6 hours after his arrest was announced is very suspicious and suggests that words are being put in his mouth already. Likewise, today we have Fox News reporting that documents were also discovered which linked him with directing the bombings in Iraq. So we have a man in a hole with no means of communication directing attacks every day. And
but see, if somebody has common sense, it makes no sense. But again, people have lost their common sense.
Well, it's like claiming that Bin Laden was directing 911 from a hospital bed on kidney dialysis. It's like claiming that 19 hijackers were preparing to direct 9/11 while getting drunk in a strip club the night before. Some are raising the possibility that Saddam was captured on the first day of the war. We all remember the so-called decapitation strike, which apparently Saddam avoided by minutes, and then...
Well, they claim they killed him 3 times.
Yeah, and then one of his dubious body doubles appears on TV 3 hours later, so there is a chance that he was captured, treated for injuries, and held ever since the war actually started, which of course means the whole war was scripted too.
And they can torture the daylights out of him, rolling him out before a trial, and he won't say a word.
And that would explain why he had a 6-inch beard. As you've pointed out, Alex, the beard only grows 3/4 of an inch a month, so the original report said it was a fake beard, but then that explanation mysteriously disappeared. So again, it's an open-ended question.
Well, if it was a fake beard, it's Hollywood makeup artist. Stay there, Paul Watson. We're going to come back and take calls, get into Princess Diana and a bunch of government-sponsored terror news.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I'm swear, I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in a $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438. It's your chance to talk about the Saddam capture situation, where the trial will be held, the economy, Bush signing Patriot Act 2 over the weekend. What's happening with the plunging dollar, the ballooning trade deficit? 1-800-259-9231. 9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're about to go to Tom and Kenneth and others. Paul Watson, later before the hour ends, I want to get into the Patriot Act 2 being passed. I want to get into Bush cutting loose Taiwan, which is, of course, a very conservative thing to do. Being sarcastic, folks. I want to get into the latest evidence of the MI6 killing Diana, which we've covered here in the past, but more evidence now coming out in mainstream news. But on the Saddam situation, how hypocritical is it to have them attacking Congressman McDermott for saying, oh, we all knew they already had him or knew who had him and we're going to roll him out soon, when we have other congressmen who are Republicans saying, oh, yeah, you know, we're about to get him and you watch, we're about to have him. I mean, this is pretty obvious.
Well, on top of that, we've got another aspect, which is the possibility that this stage capture could have been part of the deal that was agreed back in April, where Saddam was flown out of Baghdad by the Russians after brokering a deal with the Americans. And Condoleezza Rice was there on the ground making the deal, which Russia got $5 billion for the trouble. And this was reported all across the Middle East and hushed up in America. And, of course, it was...
And American reporters interviewed the Republican Guard people that supposedly did it. And we have Rumsfeld admitting that he had paid off most of the Guard before the war even began.
Well, yeah, and of course, it was the precursor to the ridiculously easy fall of Baghdad, before which all the experts said would cost 10,000 soldiers' lives, and it was a walkover because the deal had already been done. So again,
and we saw the same thing in Afghanistan in the middle of the war, flying 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders out. That is admitted fact by our own news, Fox News, Associated Press. Then they just round up a few of the conscripts and put them in Guantanamo Bay for show.
Yes, I mean, the footage could have been filmed 8 months ago, for all we know, as part of this agreement, and that ties into what we were discussing earlier about these congressmen saying that Saddam was captured before his capture was publicly announced, which would again explain why Saddam offered no resistance. Then you have Saddam's sister coming out today and saying that he was drugged before the capture, which again suggests preordained circumstances before...
Well, she says they, quote, have his entire family... And they're going to be doling him out. And when I looked at him, he did look drugged.
I mean, yeah, that's the first impression I got. I mean, we've got this image created of this tyrant that would, you know, do anything to avoid being captured. And basically, he's like a frightened puppy when we saw the footage.
Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Tom in Colorado. Tom, welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. Alex, it's a pleasure.
Good to talk to you.
This is probably a little off topic, but I've only been a short-time listener. You may have covered this in the past, but I was wondering if you've ever done any investigation on our income tax system and the fact that maybe it does...
Yeah, I've had former IRS agents, Treasury agents. They never ratified the 16th Amendment. It's a private collection agency for the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul has said that. Yes, I've done about 100 shows on it.
And what about the fact that it maybe ties to the fact that maybe we still are being ruled by Britain?
Well, I wouldn't say maybe. I mean, the same financial interests that own England own America.
And I know in the Painful Deceptions video, which I just watched on the website, there's a tie on there also to a Britain company who cleaned up the rubble at the Oklahoma City
and World Trade Center, yeah. A controlled demolition. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where the Federal Reserve came from, the Bank of England. Any country that has a central bank has the same system of slavery where money is not even, you know, tied to the government. It's a private corporation, and that's why they have such a stranglehold over when to crash and when the bubble bursts, etc.
Does that answer your question, Tom?
It does, it does. I appreciate it. God bless you, Alex.
Thanks
you
for the call.
Got a lot of backbone, and... thanks for bringing this to the attention of everyone.
You bet. Kenneth in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I listen to you a great deal, and I enjoy your broadcast, but the last time I called in, you said that unemployment in this country is 16%. And the official figure, when I read the Wall Street Journal all the time, I read Investors,
yeah.
Business Daily, those are the leading business newspapers. They reported just recently that unemployment is 5.9%.
Okay, I said... that they say unemployment is 6%.
That's right.
Okay, but they only count who is on the unemployment rolls. When you go off the rolls, that's not put into the statistic.
Can you hold me over?
Sure, we'll talk about it on the other side. And I said that. I made that clear. I mean, I'm not the only person saying this. A lot of economists are saying it. And it's much higher than double that because so many people have gone off the rolls and have gone out of the workforce. So stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online coralcalcium.com or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
Folks, we're taking a lot of your calls, going to them quickly on a host of issues. The show's about fighting tyranny, defending liberty, getting our minds outside the political box, and seeing the big picture. The toll-free number to join us, talk about any issue. Are you angry about Bush signing Patriot Act 2 this weekend, or are you upset about the plunging dollar? Do you love the fact that he's going to re-sign the assault weapons ban? Or are you celebrating the capture of Saddam when he is nothing compared to Kim Jong-il in North Korea, nothing compared to the Chi-Com premier that was just here last week when Bush cut Taiwan loose and violated 50-plus years of treaty obligations and then called it the status quo? Talk about a spin. What do you think about all this? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. We were talking, myself and Paul Watson, we're talking to Kenneth in South Carolina. Kenneth, when you heard the show the other day, I clearly stated that they claim unemployment's at 6%, but that even in the past, it's always conservatively double that because it's whoever's gone off the rolls. That is how they calculate it. And the numbers I've gotten are 15 to 17%, depending on what alternative economist you're looking at. I know on my street where I live, a lot of people are unemployed. A large percentage of people are taking two or three service jobs. And so in the some of the statistics, they'll count a person working two jobs as two people employed.
Is that a middle-income neighborhood where you're living?
Yes.
Okay, let me just put one more question before
Well, no, I mean, I'm glad you're asking the question, but I know this. Unemployment is well above what they're saying it is. But you go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to put, I used to work in the textile industry, and that was a, the textile plants were somewhere, if I wanted to go out, I could always get a job, because there were lots of them in this country. Now we only make 20% of our textiles in this country. Why do people like Rush Limbaugh, and he's echoing our government, they believe that these kinds of jobs are just expendable, and in the next 5 years, the remaining 20% of the textile jobs, they're going to be leaving. So why are these jobs just expendable?
Well, now, I thought you were disagreeing with me about the actual unemployment numbers.
No, I wasn't, but I wanted to ask you a second question.
Okay, well, your second question is, why are they expendable? It's about getting rid of the middle class, because you could be part of the lower middle class and have a factory job, make $18 an hour, and put the kids through college and go on a couple of vacations a year and drive a decent vehicle and have a hot tub in the backyard.
Well,
and now you can't do that if you want to have all that, you know, you've got to have two, three, four jobs. And why are they expendable? It's about bringing our economy down. I've heard them brag that bringing the dollar down will, quote, make us stop consuming too much. It's about control. And if the high-tech people who were making fun of the working-class folks, the blue-collar folks, I remember them laughing 5 years ago when they were making so much money. Well, they say the layoffs to India alone are going to get seven times worse. That's a Congressional Budget Office number in the next 4 years. And everybody I know, I mean everybody I know, is training their end-to-end replacement, whether it's Motorola or Dell or Advanced Micro Devices, right here in Austin. This is the death of our industry.
Well, let me just finish with this.
Yeah, go ahead.
My last textile job, I could make $12 an hour, and I got health insurance. The plant is gone. It's down in Mexico. So, I mean, they're just, we're expendable. That's my point.
I heartily agree with you. Thanks for the call. Paul Watson, what's it like over in England right now with the NAFTA and GATT type stuff?
Well, it's joyous. As we've got the news article today, IBM shipped out another 4,000 jobs to India and China. We had the big bank in this country, HSBC, doing the same thing. And it's not about helping the third world. It's about bringing us down to a third world level. Regard to the first point, the unemployment figures, the unemployment rate has been low only because of government programs like Social Security Disability, which have effectively been buying people off the unemployment rolls and reclassifying them as not in the labor force. So in other words, government's been cooking the books, similar to what Reagan did when people serving in the military were reclassified from not in the labor force to employed in order to reduce the unemployment rate. So it's just a different spin on that kind of manipulation.
Well, they don't count people who are off the rolls. I mean, they keep you on the roll 6 months, 9 months, and then you're off the rolls. And it's amazing. Let's go ahead and talk to Dennis in Kansas City. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I've met you before. You know, you're right on about the glorification of the police state and all that. What you probably hadn't noticed, have you noticed, I saw on C-SPAN, that Congress is trying to change the rules for overtime pay. And especially in my line of work, like a union pipefitter, I have to travel all over the country. I depend on that overtime pay to pay for my expenses. And by doing this is real sly and under the table. And this would not only affect me, it would affect policemen, firemen, all kinds of people, is it that you would literally shut the country down or at least come to a crawl, because nobody, it would destroy all the incentive for working overtime. And
well,
all
you're right, you're right. But also look at the states. The states are given more and more federal orders. If they want their little bit of federal money, they got to spend three times that in their own money. But the whole system's set up to run off that federal money, so the states are all going bankrupt. Then the feds come in with their answer, the national ID card, a national sales tax through it, a satellite tracker taxation box in the car. They're proposing this quietly now to the states. So they're setting up a climate to bring you into control, Then they're going to have things like they had under Roosevelt, where you go to the government job building a private structure, public housing, dams, roads. This is what this is the plan. This is the Homeland Security model.
It won't work, Alex, because people like me, with my skill and level, will tell them, you know, where they can. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I mean, I've never seen anything. So I mean, I see what you're seeing now because it's just like when I watch on TV. I mean, you can actually see it unfolding and just. These things that nobody catches, just like this, that they're secretly trying to do under the table, and there's other things as well. So far, Congress has put a stop to it, but the Bush administration, despite the majority of Congress,
well, look at what Bush did with steel. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
And I understand your concern. Look what he did with the steel. Look what he did with. Thank you. Look at what he did. With the Taiwan situation. Paul Watson, comments on Taiwan.
Well, with regard to the previous point, though, if you remember, we had the article up. They already announced that they're going to have Homeland Security armed guards in businesses, so people are basically going to be working at gunpoint. And, I mean, with the Taiwan situation, I mean, the arming of China only got worse after Clinton left office, and that was reported by Insight magazine. And so, obviously, I mean, we've heard about seven articles about how Bush is basically following all the goals of the Communist Manifesto, the biggest expansion of federal government, and also the biggest biggest outpouring of expenses on the expansion of government. So anyone would expect him to disassociate himself with Taiwan and support the hereditary dictatorship of China.
And on top of this, Rumsfeld's arming North Korea with nuclear reactors, but Saddam, he's the big threat. And then you're not patriotic if you point that this is just a big joke.
Talk about death camps. I mean, it's admitted that North Korea's got 200,000 political dissidents in gulags where babies are delivered and stamped to death by the guards there, and that's all admitted, and North Korea quite proud of that, and the fact that they starved a million of their, they starved their population to build a million-man army, and yet there's no invasion of North Korea.
And they're building them up to nuclear stalemate, and now they've got the Taipong-Dong 2 can hit any part of the U.S. But the neocons won't talk about this. They talk about the liberals all day and how Bush is fighting the liberals. Bush is bringing in the whole agenda. I mean, no one can look at this and not say that that's not the case. We're going to go to more calls here in a moment. For all of those out there patiently holding. But, Paul, Patriot Act 2 is what Ron Paul's billing it, with a new name, was signed by Bush on Saturday. But nobody's talking about that because they're talking about the Saddam diversion. Let's discuss it.
Well, yeah, I mean, in this bill, Bush has basically reauthorized total information awareness. We got the Associated Press reporting that it authorizes agencies to continue research on computerized terrorism surveillance suspended
without warrants.
Yeah, and so they're obviously talking about total information awareness. And Ron Paul stated that it appears we are witnessing a stealth enactment of the enormously unpopular Patriot II legislation that was first leaked several months ago. Perhaps the national outcry when a draft of the Patriot II Act was leaked has led its supporters to enact it one piece at a time in secret. And that's exactly what they do. They take it one bite at a time. And with this Saddam thing going on, it's just a big fat distraction both for this Patriot II and the Ellen Mariani case. You'll notice whenever 911 gets hot again, they come out with a big fat distraction to divert everyone's attention. So that's what we've got with the Patriot Act 2 also.
And the dollar was at 122.87. That was the big rebound, was by about half a cent Sunday in off trading. Now it went down again to a new record level of well past 123. This is very, very serious. We've got ex-Pentagon official sentenced in fraud case. We've got all this happening, but that doesn't seem to matter, you know, because we've had a big victory, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing that, the dollar's going to rebound now on the back of this brilliant news, and, you know, it basically didn't happen, and it's gone down again today, I believe. So, yeah, it's just amazing the fact that they say that this is all going to happen, and it's just, yeah, it is a big distraction in the main.
And you're a liberal if you're against the Patriot Act. That's the spin that we continue to hear, that you're just a vicious, evil liberal if you're not for all of this. So what do we do, Paul? I mean, how do we educate people on these facts?
Well, the thing about the Patriot Act is the people that are trying to repeal parts of it are mainly Republicans anyway, and yet they pay no attention to that, particularly, you know, people like Ron Paul. So, I mean, that is a major issue to outline the fact that it's not a left-right issue on anything. We've got people on both sides of the political equation speaking out on this. We've got groups like Eagle Forum joining up with the ACLU. So,
while Saddam was captured, stealth enactment of the Patriot Act 2 legislation, while CNN and other media outlets are rejoicing because of the capture of Saddam Hussein, Bush again introduced new legislation last Saturday, which increased the federal powers to investigate and reduce the privacy rights of American citizens, H.R. 2417, Intelligence Authorization Agreement of 04. And there's the White House statement posted on PrisonPlanet.com. Bush signed it Saturday. Comments of Ron Paul, congressman for Texas, on H.R. 2417. It appears we're witnessing a stealth enactment of the enormously unpopular Patriot 2 legislation that was first leaked several months ago. Perhaps the national outcry when a draft of the Patriot 2 Act was leaked has led to supporters to enact it one piece at a time in secret. Whatever the case, this outrageous and unacceptable. I urge each of my colleagues to join me in rejecting this bill and its incredibly dangerous expansion of federal powers. Now, here's the AP article from Saturday. Bush signs bill extending FBI powers. President Bush has signed legislation making it easier for FBI agents investigating terrorism to demand financial records from casinos, car dealerships, and other businesses. Every business, folks. No warrant. The bill were included in a bill of authorization of intelligence programs. Most of the details of the bill are secret, including the total cost of the program, which are established at about $40 billion. That would be slightly more than Bush had requested. Bush signed the bill Saturday at the White House, announced, and it goes on to say it allows the FBI and other U.S. authorities conducting intelligence work can demand financial records without seeking court approval. Did you hear that, folks? And there's Ron Paul. Let's shift gears into Princess Diana, then into Musharraf and the fake bombing activities. The Scotsman reports Diana's death linked to MI6 plot. More than 6 years after the deaths of Diana and Prince of Wales and Dadi Al-Fayed, the questions surrounding the Paris car crash in which they were killed continue to grip the public imagination. This just came out with some new developments. What's going on, Paul?
Well, yeah, there was an article in the BBC as well yesterday which basically confirmed the fact that Henri Paul, the driver of the car, was an MI6 informant, and that's what previous MI6 agents has come out and said, and now that's being confirmed by this.
And they turned the cameras off in the tunnel, and she had said they're going to kill me in a fake car accident, and all of this.
Yeah, and that's all come out as well, and the fact that they used the blinding flash of light and some other high-tech jiggery-pokery to cause the driver to swerve, which again is how they tried to, well, they formulated the plan to kill Slobodan Milosevic in the
same
way.
And now we know that MI5 and MI6 more has come out about them carrying out terror bombings in England as well. That's just calmly announced in your news. How are people responding to that, or is there no buzz on the street?
There's no buzz whatsoever, because it's always buried on page 28 or whatever. But I mean, that's the thing. We had yet more evidence come out. Not only did they carry out, you know, one of the biggest bombings in Ireland, which was the Omagh bombing, and they had an MI5 agent cooking the bomb, and with the bomber at the time when the bombing was being carried out, they surveilled the car from its origin right to the destination of the bombing. Now we've got another report about how British intelligence helped the paramilitaries bomb Dublin and Monaghan back in 74. So again, I mean, we've got a giant archive on that. Not only MI5 helping the IRA, but also MI6 protecting all these top Al-Qaeda lieutenants. Like,
also, the limousine, a car she was in, was stolen, had its computer taken out, put back in, and brought back to them cleaned. A stolen car brought back cleaned, and then it veers off into the pylon. There's just so much.
Also admitted was the fact that both the NSA and MI5 had Diana under surveillance at the time of the crash, which they somewhat admitted to, but now that's being confirmed as well. So.
And they sat there for an hour before taking her to the hospital. Also out of the Times of London, Musharraf fake bid on life. Islamabad, contrary to claims made by Pakistan President Musharraf that a bomb blast at a bridge near a city was directed specifically at him. Highly placed sources here say that he may have engineered the incident to retain Washington's support as a key ally in the war against terror and to strengthen his hold on power. The source, on condition of anonymity, further went on to say that it was ironical that no one has yet claimed responsibility for the blast. It was also inexplicable that the incumbent establishment was continuing to maintain that a stoic silence about who may have been behind the so-called assassination bid. Paul?
Well, yeah, I mean, Musharraf has been caught not only faking attempts on his own life, but faking terrorist attacks. They had an attack which was carried out by a man named Gunrussman Gwanon, which happened a few months ago. We had the article. He was blamed for the bombing in Pakistan. It later turned out that he'd actually been arrested months earlier. So, I mean,
and in the Philippines, they've gone public that the government's blowing stuff up there to keep, quote, martial law going.
Yeah, Michael Meering, the CIA agent, did a really bad job, and basically they had to sequester him away to a hospital because he was supposed to blow up an apartment and failed.
Stay there, my friend. We'll be back with calls right after this quick break and more news.
Oh, my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, we're about to go to Allie and Babs and Gary and Charles and Ken and many, many others. We're going to have Paul Watson with us for another 30 minutes or so. I appreciate him joining us. And then we've got Ray McGovern, top CIA advisor to Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker, both joining us to talk about the real Saddam and how we created him. And that's coming up the next hour. Before I end this hour and go back to your calls, I want to encourage everybody out there to get a great book. Paul Watson wrote it. It's over 300 pages, over 50 news articles, diagrams, documents, photos. 1995, wonderful book. People who read it are amazed by it. This book deserves to be read, to be seen. Please order a copy for yourself, and you get a second copy for $11.95 when you get one for $19.95. Give that as a gift. It's so important. It's so well written. It needs to be seen, and it supports what Paul Joseph Watson is doing. Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. My new film, Matrix of Evil, is out, over 2 hours long. Congressman Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Kirk Roberts, Frank Morales, myself. Great new video. Police State 3, Total Enslavement. There's also Masters of Terror, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. The videos are $25.95. Order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. Some are 2 hours and 40 minutes. Some are 2 hours and a half. Some are, 2 hours, 5 minutes. They're all over 2 hours. They're incredible videos. You hear the listeners talk about how 90% of those that see them are waking up. We have a tool here. And your purchase also supports this broadcast. So call toll-free to get the videos at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. And get them, put them on Access TV, give them to opinion makers. It's having an effect. I want to thank those that have gotten the films and supported us. And I want to thank those that have gotten them and made copies. You've had a huge effect. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Expose the globalists. Expose their lies. People are very open-minded to this right now, because they've already picked up on some of the lies themselves. Let's talk to Allie in Oklahoma. Allie, thanks for holding her on the air with Alex Jones and our guest, Paul Watson.
Hi.
Hello.
One of your listeners a while ago seemed to think he would be able to just thumb his nose at the boss when he called overtime. Well, I've got news for him. The big corporations and the government doesn't really care how skilled or how efficient you are. You're expendable. And cost efficiency is not necessarily an object, because generally the owners of these big corporations are are the same people who make money from printing it more money.
Well, that's it. The globalists print the money. They run the drugs. They run the prostitutes. It's all about control. Money is a tool of control. Paul Watson comments to the wisdom of Allie.
Well, yeah. I mean, the fact is that the jobs are not only being shipped to India, they're bringing Indians into the country to work the jobs for lower wages. I mean, we got the so-called skilled worker program in this country, which does exactly that, making more of us unemployed. And as you were saying earlier, Alex, I mean, even people you know are being asked to train these Indians to take over their own jobs where they get a temporary contract just to do that, and then they're booted out of the company.
Yeah, I know people who've been at companies 20 years, and so they've gotten up into seniority. They got an engineering degree. They're making $75,000 a year, working their tails off. They'd be making $200 10 years ago. And they tell them, we're going to cut your pay in half. We can let you go right now. We want you to train this Indian for 3 months. Then you're fired. You want it, or do you want to be out of here?
And they'll make this overtime mandatory, like the post office already does. And you'll work overtime, or you'll hit the road.
Well, Allie, shame on you. You're talking about really important issues instead of Saddam.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anything else you want to add?
This is using subterfuge to require a longer work week. And
tell you what, stay there, Allie. I'll let you finish up. Third hour coming up, then we'll go to Babs and Gary and Charles and Ken and everybody else. You don't want to miss this third hour.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259.